Chapter 8. Working for Elon at SpaceX. SpaceX was a very exciting company. Many young engineers wanted to work for it, and Elon always looked for the best ones. He met and spoke to every one of the first 1,000 workers before he hired them to work at SpaceX. The new engineers were very happy to work for SpaceX, but Elon was often a difficult man to work for. The engineers had to work very hard, and they had to work for 90 hours or more a week. Some of the new engineers left after a few months, but most of them stayed with the company for many years. Steve Davis was one of these people. Elon found Steve when he called Stanford University to look for new engineers. Elon asked him to stop his studies and come to work at SpaceX. So Steve left Stanford and started working for Elon. He worked on Quaj on the Falcon 1. Then he worked on Falcon 9 and the Dragon capsules. It took 4 years to build the first Dragon capsule, and Steve Davis was one of its most important engineers. He worked very hard to build new parts for it. Kevin Watson was another SpaceX engineer. He worked for NASA before starting work at SpaceX in 2008. Kevin built the computers for the Dragon capsule. Gwynne Shotwell was a very important person at SpaceX. She was an engineer too. Her first job was at Chrysler, a large American car company. She liked the work, but she did not like the company because projects developed very slowly there. Her second job was with a small airplane and rocket company. She liked her work, and she stayed there for 10 years. But again, the work was very slow. After 10 years, she left the company and started working for a space startup. At that company, she stopped working as an engineer and started working as a businesswoman. She was very good at business. In 2002, one of the engineers at the space startup left the company to work at SpaceX. Gwynne Shotwell took the engineer out for lunch and then drove him to the SpaceX building. She went into the building and she met Elon. They talked about the company. Gwynne liked SpaceX because they worked fast, but she thought the company needed help to develop the business. She told Elon this, and the next day, Elon hired her. In her new job, she worked hard for SpaceX, and she got them important NASA contracts. The contracts she got saved both of Elon's companies in 2008. Gwynne was good at her job, and people liked her. She understood the company, and she understood the engineers. She told them about SpaceX's great plans to send people to Mars, and the engineers loved these ideas. SpaceX was a different kind of space company. Everyone there worked hard to help it. Gwynne Shotwell